This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Quilts probably remind you of the blankets in your grandmother's house, dusty and old-fashioned. But a group of 10 quilters from Kalamazoo's Log Cabin Quilt Guild are shaking things up. The group has taken a panoramic photo of Bronson Park and divided it up into 10 pieces. Over the past 9 months, each member has quilted their own individual section with their own individual style. They'll be joined together for the first time tonight for this month's Art Hop in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has more.
Once a month, Kalamazoo's log cabin quilters gather together in a room and devise up an experimental quilting challenge. See, the roughly 20 fiber artists in the group don't want to spend their time just weaving together old floral patterns over and over. They try to push each other and push their form. Member Kathy Kerstetter explains that it can lead to some tough, sometimes ugly experiments, like when they brought in a 64-pack of Crayola crayons. Everyone randomly picked three colors out of the pack, and with those, each member had to make a quilt.
Which ended up being somewhat difficult at times because we drew colors none of us liked, but we had to make, we drew some ugly colors, but we had to make a quilt out of it. But we've never done a collaboration where really we had to depend on each other.
That changed about 9 months ago. The quilters decided they really wanted to go big, like 13.5 feet wide kind of big. Member Cheryl Drenth says the plan was this. They wanted to take a big panoramic picture of a place that was iconically Kalamazoo. Bronson Park, with its fountain and old statues. Then turn that into a quilt.
Well, I've been in the arts community for a while, and I've seen watercolors of Bronson Park and downtown. I've seen oil paintings. So why not have one made out of fabric and wire and leather and net? And
to do it, the quilters took that panoramic photo and sliced it up like a loaf of bread into 10 different pieces. Each artist grabbed a slice and used it as a kind of outline to create their piece of a quilt. At tonight's Art Hop, the 10 slices will finally be brought together, creating a giant patchwork image of Bronson Park. There's some continuity through the giant quilt. Each has trees, sidewalk, and sky, but each segment is totally unique in its shapes, styles, and designs. Drenth says that's the point.
Whenever I go to a meeting and we all bring something in, everyone has their own vision, their own style, their colors they like to use. And when we put it all together, I thought, Shazam! You know, that's sort of what happens when you have this many different artists, and we just did it in our own way.
There are a few really intricate segments, with each tree and leaf precisely etched out. Others are way more abstract, showing the park as a jumble of geometric shapes. But the quilters say this is more than just some fun project. With so many different visions and views of just one place, the quilters wanted to show off all the different perspectives and cultures in Kalamazoo. Quilters Mary Baggerman and Jackie Scarrett explain.
Well, I would say as we came together as a small group into a community, it sort of represents the diversity of our larger community and how much the park means to us and all that diversity.
I hope what people take away from it is simply more of an awareness of Bronson Park, but that they see through all of our eyes, the 20 pairs of eyes that put this together, the different realities we came up with, and maybe to show people that, you know, at different times, different places, really look, take the time to look and really take the time to see. And this not only made me look, I think it made all of us really look and really see and really absorb. And, you know, hopefully people will get that same message.
You can see the finished product as part of tonight's Art Hop. The quilt will be shown with some of the Guild's other challenges at Ninth Wave Studios. That's tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. You can learn more on our website, wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.